FM in Minneapolis, or online at kfai.org, or so am I. Yeah, me too.
Shouldn't everybody?
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Sometimes I break down when nobody's around.
Preach, 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 preach.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say
I'm going full Magneto. I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Killers in the streets and they weapon is police. Claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get backed away. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Captain said that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I can feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds.
Richest on the earth, got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contending with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They wanna spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, all the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution of mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder murder revolution, and you can murder a freedom fighter, but you can't murder freedom. Hey, hey, revolutionary, hey, hey, revolutionary,
coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that. All right. You are with your favorite agender host, DJ Love. I use they, them pronouns. And we are here live on KFAI 90.3 and also WFMU Frogtown Radio. Today is pledge drive. So if anybody wants to pledge their support, call 612-375-9030. Today, we actually are going to have a reoccurring guest that's going to be doing news once a month. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So go ahead and take it away.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to 15 with Nico G. My name is Nico Georgiadis. I'm an independent journalist, filmmaker, and co-founder of Unicorn Riot. You can find my work at nicog.work and unicornriot.ninja. Thanks so much, DJ, for inviting me to host a portion of your wonderful show, Views from the Ground. Much respect to you for continuing to hone your craft and your passions. And as a community member and former youth worker, thanks so much for your youth work. Also, thanks to the listeners out there at KFAI. For now, I plan to be here with you once a month on every month's third Wednesday for 15 minutes, examining and connecting views from the ground, locally and internationally. For the first episode, I wanted to bring in a portion of an interview that I did with Thanos, an activist and a member of Ruvikonas Collective in Athens, Greece. I did this in 2018, and to the regular listeners of this show, this tidbit I think sets the scene of my approach, connecting international struggles together. I spoke with Thanos in the basement of KVOX, which is a self-managed squat in the Exarchia District of Athens in December 2018. And this was in the lead-up of massive protests for the 10-year anniversary of Alexis Grigoropoulos, who was killed by Greek police. He was a Greek teenager. Police killings don't happen that often in Greece, and his killing led to a massive uprising across the country. But how Thanos looked at internationalism and some of the things that he said are what I wanted to bring into this space. And what he said about looking up to American activists actually very much amazed me. And also what he said about Trump's first term seems to ring true for Trump's second term as well. Take a listen.
See, one thing, Trump was a good thing for America, because it will make, I see that a lot of people are becoming more active. And Obama was much worse because everyone believed it in. That's the one thing. Oppression is sometimes is good. Heavy oppression sometimes wakes up people, I think. And the other thing for us is to come here, see what's going on, share our experiences, help us out as much as they can. Internationalism is very important. And we'll try to help the comrades in the U.S. as much as we can as well. And that's the best way, actually, of changing anything. Act locally and think globally. That's a cliche, I know, but it was true in the 19th century. It's even more true in the 21st century. For me, being in America and being an activist or anarchist or whatever, it's huge. It takes a lot of courage, I think, to be in the heart of the beast, the capitalist beast, and try to fight it is, for me, I don't know how you do it, guys. It's really difficult. I wouldn't know, I'm not sure if I would be active in America. I don't know if I would have the courage of standing up against American government, capitalism, and sometimes American society. I mean, you know, I know it's a very diverse society. I know it has very good things, very good elements, and very bad elements in it. I don't know, I really don't know how you do it. You give me courage. Every time I meet American comrades, you give me a lot of courage. Continue, really.
Nationality, solidarity, all, see, international,
So that was Thanos, a Greek activist. He, again, speaking 7 years ago. And one of the main things he said was the cliche, act locally, think globally. And I think that connects a lot of what we are going to be looking at here at 15 with Nico G. We're going to stay in Greece with the next story, talking about the massive general strike that happened on February 28th. It was one of the largest protests in post-war history in Greece. That was in protest of the government's handling of the 2023 train crash in Tempe, Greece, which was massively deadly. 57 students, mostly students, were killed when the passenger train that they were in collided with a cargo train. The newest allegation or accusation is that the government has been covering this train crash up because the crash involved a cargo train that was illegally smuggling chemicals, and the government is attempting to cover that up. So there was a recording that came out where a victim is reportedly saying, "I can't breathe, I have no oxygen." And that is now one of the main themes around these protests. I have no oxygen. And if you go back to the original causes, it was technical failures and the mismanagement of the Greek railway system, which was actually previously privatized to Hellenic Train. And Hellenic Train is very much mismanaged in a lot of different ways. Over 1 million people protested across the country. That's over 10% of the population. The Athens protest was huge, with nearly 500,000 people packed into the city center at Syntagma Square, which is across the street from the Greek Parliament. And two of my friends were on the ground covering it. You can see their coverage published at unicornriot.ninja. But I wanted to bring in the voices of three youth who spoke about their feelings about the train crash and how they perceived the government and how they perceived living and growing up in Greece. So I'm going to roll these clips, and you'll hear, again, these are three Greek teenagers speaking on February 28th in Athens, Greece, in the midst of this massive general strike.
Basically, there have been a railroad accident, and 57 people are killed, mostly were kids, mostly they're people 20 years older that had kids, that had families, that had mother and daughters, that had fathers, grandfathers, and you're protesting for this, so it doesn't happen again or our words, on our watch. And I'm sorry to the people that are going through this, because I've lost a person of mine, and I hope no one feels this pain ever again. Our democracy doesn't care about this, so we want to say with our voices that we could have been us. My mom could be crying over me because someone didn't take care of the railroad. Tomorrow is going to be a street. Something is going to collapse, a building. No one knows. And so many people care, but not the ones that should care and should take responsibility of this act.
When our votes don't matter, we have to go out in the streets and yell. And they try to break us apart.
Most of the people are now just starting to leave the country because it's just impossible here. It's not possible to live here if the economy is just very terrible.
There is no life for us here. They don't want us here. When they don't listen to us, when they don't listen to the future generation, when we speak, when we yell for the people that are dying and they do nothing about it, there is no life for anyone here. There is no future.
We are supposed to be the future, and no one is listening to the future. No one is here for us. None of them over here, none of them that are supposed to be in power and representing us are actually representing us. They are more focused on the dealings between them and between all of the different government groups and whatnot. And government that is no longer here for us. I don't feel represented anymore.
And so that was the voices of three Greek youth, Stefania, Sophia, and Kostas. Well, moving on from Greece to the United States, coming back to the local level, with an update on Hardell Sherrill's death in jail. In Minnesota, we saw history in March 2025 when the first medical provider in the state of Minnesota was charged with an inmate's death. And Hardell Sherrill's death was in 2018. He was the fifth death in 5 years in Beltrami County. He died from medical neglect. He had a misdiagnosed or undiagnosed Guillain-Barré syndrome, and nurses had declined to treat him and claimed he was faking. Well, One of those nurses just got charged with second-degree manslaughter and 2 felony counts of criminal neglect. She was working with Mend Correctional Care, which is now bankrupt and closed down. Mend was owned by Todd Leonard. Dr. Todd Leonard has been dubbed Dr. Death after he's been found to have been involved in multiple deaths, up to 25 deaths. He was also romantically involved with Michelle Scroggs. If you don't know Sherelle's story, you can find out more. There's a lot of layers. We don't have time to get into. That's hours of discussion, really. But if you do want to find out more information, you can go to unicornriot.ninja and look up Hardell Sherrill. You can look him up on the investigations that Kara Levin and Fox 9 have done. And Hardell's mother, the amazing and powerful Delshia Perry, was featured in the movie Mama, which also features the mothers of Kobe Heisler and Dante Wright. You can watch that film for free on Tubi and other streaming sites. But I wanted to bring in some audio from the press conference at the Minnesota State Capitol building after the charges were announced. So the charges were brought by Keith Ellison's office, and then there was a press conference outside his office. And the voices you're going to hear are family attorney Zorislav Lederman, paralegal Michelle Gross, Hardell's mother Delshia Perry, and Hardell's cousin JT. And we're going to roll that, and we'll be right back.
Say his name.
It is a historic moment because this is the first case where a medical provider in Minnesota has been charged with an inmate death.
These charges, which are historic, are very important because people who provide medical care to people in jails need to recognize that their obligation is to their patients, not to some for-profit medical organization. Michelle Sprott got charged, and I'm very grateful for that. But there are other people that I believe need to be charged as well. As the paralegal that worked on this case, I looked at many, many, many videos, and it was obvious to see him that Hardell was desperately ill. It was obvious to see that he wasn't faking. There's no way in the world. This guy couldn't move his legs. He couldn't move his arms. He had Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a syndrome that causes progressive paralysis. It moves up your legs and up to your upper body and eventually paralyzes your rib cage so that you can no longer breathe. These things were obvious, and you could see them on the video. It is appalling to me that any nurse can walk around him and say, get off the floor, you're faking. Even with the vital signs being wildly abnormal, with an abnormal EKG and things like that, they basically would refuse to believe what their eyes were telling them about him, and they put a particular narrative in their head and they stuck with it no matter what. And this to me is appalling. Medical people, be advised, you will pay a price if you neglect your patients.
Hardell was a very amazing young man, and by him being my only child, he and I were best friends. I was my little guy, even though he was almost 6'4". And we did everything together, and he is so missed. I thank God for the work that my attorney did and Michelle Gross, all of the activists. There's so many, I can't even name them all, but they have stood in the gap with us. They have gone in the trenches and they have put boots on the ground year after year after year. So this feels like some small vindication because, as I said, no matter who gets criminally charged and what their sentence may be, it will never compare to the sentence that I got, which was a life sentence. My baby is gone. And there isn't a day that goes by that I am not thinking about him, missing him. And I even thought that maybe, just maybe, things would get a little bit better as the time has gone on. But no, it's actually gotten harder because he's not there.
Hardell's heart was so huge, man. And they took that from us, man.
I just thank God that finally we are starting to see some justice in this case because it's been long overdue. And my prayer is that she won't be the only one charged because everyone that was there, anybody that had a part and saw what was going on, they stood by and did absolutely nothing when he begged for his life.
She has 3 counts. The first count is for second-degree manslaughter.
And the other two counts are for criminal neglect, different varieties of criminal neglect. These charges, even for a person with no criminal history, call for a 48-month prison sentence. And we did request charges against everyone who was responsible for taking care of Hardell. Like I said, ultimately, it's not on our hands who gets charged. But our understanding is that other charges may be coming in this case.
So 1 month later, Michelle Scratch made her first court appearance. And although she's charged with three felonies, second-degree manslaughter and two felony counts of criminal neglect, she remains free. She is a white lady. She was given a $200,000 bail, but only if she violates the conditions of her release. She has her next court date, May 12th. And as you heard from the press conference, the family's expecting more charges to be filed on others involved in his death. Hardell leaves three girls behind. He was only 27. Switching moods in a quick look at the sunny side. In February 2025, I'm sure you all know, but in case you didn't, longtime Indigenous political prisoner Leonard Peltier was freed from prison to serve the rest of his life on house arrest. But he served about 50 years in prison. And if you want to know more about his story, you know, you can look at the internet on that. And so we'll close it out with that. That's it for me. Thank you so much for listening to 15 with Nico G. Check out my work at nicog.work and unicornride.ninja. Back to you, DJ. Thank you. And thank you so much to the listeners.
Thank you so much, Nico. We really appreciate it. Such powerful stories, and just appreciate you sharing those. And yeah, that's the type of stuff we focus on here on Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. You know, Black and Indigenous liberation, and also local BIPOC art. And just reminding people, if this is something you feel like supporting, we are in the middle of pledge drive, so call 612-375-9030 if you would like to pledge your support. With that being said, we're going to actually, you know, listen to some blues music today. So, and we're going to start it off here with blues songs that are famous, but they're being covered by other people. But, you know, it sounds different. So we're going to start it off here with Rolling Stone by Big Mama Thornton.
Fishing after me, oh, 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 yeah. Now let me tell you something. I went to my baby's house. And I sit down on the step. He said, come on in, big mama. My wife just not left. I said, oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell you something, baby. I'm going home back to Alabama. That's where I was born. I gotta tell everybody, having so much fun out in California. Out in California. Out in California, so nice, so nice, and oh yeah, and oh, let me tell you something now. Franco that was in Germany, Barcelona that was in Spain, Glasgow that was in Scotland. Oh, fishing after me, yeah. Fishing after me, yeah. Whoa, no love. Fishing after me, and I know I'm a big catfish, and I'm a big catfish.
Coming up next, we're going to have Muddy Waters doing a version of one of my cousin's songs.
Your love can't be beat. I like it like that. You talk that baby talk. You knock me off my feet. I love it like that. 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 You knock me off my feet. Your love came to me. Yeah!
Coming up next, Lightning Hopkins. What do you say?
Tell your mama, tell your pa, gonna send you back to Arkansas, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, God knows it's true. Said girl with the red dress on, I bet she love you all night long, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, God knows it's true. And I watch this. That's what I'm talking about. One more time. Now, what did I say? What the guitar tell you?
This is DJ Love here on Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. We just got done listening to a set of music where the theme was blues singers doing covers of other famous blues singers. And we started off with Big Mama Thornton doing Muddy Waters' Rolling Stone. And then we had Muddy Waters, you know, doing my cousin John Lee Hooker's Boom Boom Boom. And then we ended it with Lightning Hopkins with the cover of Ray Charles' What I Say. So that is what we just got done listening to. So coming up next, we're going to listen to a new set of music. And this set is going to be blues songs about different cities in America. So this first song is going to be by the Empress of Blues herself with Louis Armstrong. Called St. Louis Blues.
I still see the evening sun go down. I hate to see the evening sun.
coming up next. Robert Johnson, representing Chicago. Next, my hometown. Come on, buddy.
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, I come. Going to Kansas City, people. Kansas City, here I come. Got some crazy little women. One day, mother gonna get him one. Standing on the corner, on a 12th Street and Vine. I'll be standing on the corner, corner 12th Street and Vine. With my Kansas City woman, boy, and a whole bottle of Illinois wine. Yes, I may take a plane, I may take a train. If I have to walk, I'm going there just the same I'm going to. Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women. One day, money gonna get in one. Maybe tonight, tomorrow night, one. Thank you.
Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come. Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come. They got some crazy little women that I'm really gonna get me one. I'll be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine.
What that boy?
I've been to Kansas City, buddy. Stand on the corner, 12th Street and Vine.
I've been out there.
I'll have my Kansas City woman in the bottle of this Kerry wine. Now I may take a plane, may take a train, and if I have to walk or be, it's not just the same. Kansas City, here we come. Me and Muddy. They got some crazy little women that I'm really gonna get me one. Yes, Mustang.
Support for KFAI comes in part from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, Saturday, July 25th. Re-emerging from the East Bay, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum is back with their new album, Of the Last Human Being. Armed with instruments ranging from standard rock fare, to violin, flute, and trumpet, to the handcrafted percussion guitar, pedal action regular, and sledgehammer dulcimer, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum remains one of the most unclassifiable avant-garde bands in existence. Opening the show is Wendy Eisenberg. More information about Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum with Wendy Eisenberg is available at thecedar.org.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, here with DJ Love on KFAI and WFMU Frogtown Radio. We just got done listening to a set of music, and it was blues songs that mentioned cities in America. We started off with the Empress of Blues herself being backed up by Louis Armstrong with St. Louis Blues. And then we went over to Sweet Home Chicago with Robert Johnson. And we ended it with my birth city, Kansas City, featuring Muddy Waters. So this next set, maybe you'll pick up on the theme as we go through. But it's gonna start off with Eartha Kitt with "I Want to Be Evil."
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at jacks. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw mud pies. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil. I wanna be mad. But more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil. just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty. I wanna be cruel. I wanna be daring. I wanna shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat just so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil. I wanna sing songs like the guy who cries. I wanna be horrid. I wanna drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil.
Now it's gonna be V Red. She gets to tell her story. Come on, V.
I'm the evil gal's daughter. Don't mean no man no good. I'm the evil gal's daughter. Don't mean no man no good. So I can't make you happy. Wouldn't if I could. Tell me good morning, I'll say that's a lie. If you say hello, baby, I'll spit in your eye. I'm an evil gal's daughter. Don't mean no man no good. Got a soul that's ice cold. I swear my heart's made of wood. Thirsty, got a wild appetite. If you really need me, please feed me all night. I'm that evil girl's daughter. Don't waste your loving on me. I'll empty your pockets, fill you with misery. Caviar for breakfast, champagne every night. Oh, no way on earth that you can treat me right. I'm the evil girl's daughter, just like my mother, you see. So bye, my baby, I'm gonna set you free.
Thank you. telephone, baby. Things just ain't right, it's evil.
We just got done listening to I Want to Be Evil by Eartha Kitt, one of my favorite songs. And then we went to Evil Gal's Daughter Blues by Vivi Red. And we ended it with Evil Is Going On, Luther Allison, which is doing a cover of a Howling Wolf song. We have one more song, and we're going to, the next song we're going to be listening to is Who Knows? Listen up.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Maybe sunshine and maybe rain. But as for me, I'll wait and see. And maybe it'll bring my love to me. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows any better than I? That is she who's keeping me alive. Keeping the little girl as my goal. Makes my life worth living, you know. Another day. Another day. Just another day. I wanna live to share the love that only she can give. And if she don't come on home, I pray the Lord will help me carry on. Another day, another day, just another day. Oh Lord.
another day, just another.